When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pick up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you are all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, oh, my gosh, there's mostly it's like 98% positive and all great videos and stories of animals. And oh, there's some great stuff this week. But there's also one of those falls in that 2%. And that's because that's the only news today. I should tell you about it. But you can see a picture of a giant Asian hornet, the murder hornet, because, oh, my gosh, we've caught the first two live ones this year. So I'll tell you what I know about that, which isn't much. But anyway, you can check out the story on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook if you want to check that out. All righty then. It is good to be back in the studio and to have another week where it's not just me and Nathan. We have company here. So as always, Animal World's production engineer, keeping everything flowing smoothly, Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Hello and good morning, Martha.
And before we go into our conversation, let's get everybody else into the conversation, because behind the glass in her own mood-lit studio would be our call screener, Stacey Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha.
And then joining me across the table would be Natasha Venter. Let's see, communicator, medium, and personal awareness coach, I think is enough for...
Yes, now you can add on feng shui consultant energy reader and all those other bags that I can put into the box.
Okay, so all of that. Natasha Venter is here, and she's actually not zooming in. Let's see, she took us to California last month, but you're back from California, she is here. So everybody's here. So first of all, as in keeping with what we often do for a thing to start with, let's talk about what we're seeing outside the window here, because it's like a little bizarre. You look at it and it could be like rain clouds, because kind of dark, but it's also could be fog and haze. But then we've got the smokes thing going on. But the sky's just very strange. So, Nathan, you're our weather guy. What the heck is going on out there?
Well, I just want to start with some good news. Of course, Yay! It's all going to be good news. But the air quality index is actually only 46, which is a very healthy, normal. So we don't have to worry about having bad air quality.
Oh, you can roll
outside.
Your windows down. Open your windows now and turn the fans on. Okay, the smoke is gone temporarily, I understand. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
And it seems like it's going to be pretty much gone for at least this period of time. The winds are coming from the offshore, so from the west, and they're blowing it all east. So what we're looking at is probably just a bit of marine air coming off the ocean and getting over the warmer landmass.
Yes. Now, just to confirm this, you said, we think it's marine air coming in.
Right.
Okay. So I went to a higher source, of course, and asked Natasha to tune in. So that's the psychic to tune in and said, what's going on? Is that smoke or is that marine air? And Natasha said,
it's about 80% marine air and 20% smoke.
Okay, so there's just a little bit left. And the air quality, according to Nathan, is decent.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this week was, at least the last few days, was kind of challenging for me because, you know, I wear my mask everywhere I go in public and indoors and all of that. But it was like, okay, now you got to wear it outdoors, even if you're by yourself, because of the smoke.
Right, those N95s.
And you don't get to wear the least uncomfortable, like surgical masks, because those don't work for the smoke. You got to wear the better ones, mm-hmm. which, of course, are the more uncomfortable ones.
Yes.
And so, but, you know, I don't know. I'm okay. I much prefer that to the alternative. So, anyway, you're saying if you're in a safe situation outside, you can take the mask off because we don't have to wear it for smoke right now.
Nope. Yeah.
And
very good air quality.
What I heard is that we should be getting better today, and that will be okay Monday and Tuesday. But by Wednesday, it looks like the smoke's going to shift back our direction. Are you seeing that?
I'm not seeing that. It looks like actually by 11 a.m. today, it's saying widespread haze up until then, and it'll be partly sunny throughout most of the day and become even more sunny. But maybe the only change from sunny is that there's pretty good chance of, maybe slight chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday. So scattered showers.
Of course, wouldn't we all love to see that rain? I would like to see it at my house, please. gosh, what a difference it makes when a little bit of rain comes down. Everybody starts to come out again because it's been so hot, it's been so dry, that even the birds are kind of gone. I even stopped by wild birds this week just to see if what was going on at my place was kind of normal, because the birds like just have disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was last Thursday, I told you about it. It rained two mornings in a row. And on that Thursday morning, there was an absolute bird party at my fountain. And more birds than I've seen in months. And probably a dozen robins and the chickadees. And everybody was there. And they stayed all day at the fountain. They played in the water and the waterfall. And they dipped in the fountain. And they did some belly flops bouncing in and out. But they just played all day. And then next day, gone. So it's just been really strange for everybody right now. But so anyway, I would love more rain.
Yes, I would agree. The only thing, I'm not wishing for too much rain, because I'm not wanting to be out in rain in November, December, January. So I'm appreciating what the weather is now.
Gotcha. Well, then that's a good thing to do. Technically, I can't say that I'm a native Washingtonian, because my parents didn't move here till I was 3 months old. But technically, technically I'm not, but realistically I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely a frog person. You know, the dipping the toe and becoming a lizard person in the heat we've had this year is not for me. I appreciate that you're appreciating the warmer weather and the sun, and I've been doing my best to appreciate that also. But in my heart of hearts, I'm a frog. I appreciate the cloudy days and the drizzle and all of that. It's kind of, where is all that great gray drizzle that I grew up with that was just normal, you know?
I think I have a different perspective in a way, because of the way that, you know, my day job that I've done, you know, being on campus safety. You know, so when you spend 3 hours...
Because you were in a school,
yes,
kids. Yeah.
So when you spend 3 hours outside and it's raining...
Now you're talking year-round, huh?
Wet and...
Okay,
and,
yeah.
You know, just like it was really extremely hot. You know, I do enjoy the energies of what it is, you know, because it's like sometimes you just don't know what tomorrow's going to be. And I would rather enjoy even the rainy days, but there's just something about enjoying the summer while it's here.
All right. So, Stacy, how are you doing in your neck of the woods?
It's been pretty warm and hazy, but, you know,
how have the Frenchies, Tank,
you know,
and Bagman doing?
They got a little treat, because I got, after our last little heat wave, I got a little portable thing for our downstairs.
So, a portable?
A little air conditioner for the downstairs.
Okay.
So it's much better now.
well, that's right, because when we had the over 100-degree heat wave.
Right, yeah.
When I think that happened mostly over the weekend, but it lasted through Monday. You had to go back to work.
I had to go back to work.
But with your house the way it was, you didn't feel it would be safe to leave your Frenchies in the house. They could overheat.
Oh, definitely.
So you had to take them to the dog spa, and they got to stay at the dog spa.
They stayed nice
for a couple days,
were
a couple days so you could go back to work. So you say you now have a better plan because you added another portable air conditioner.
Yes.
And in the and so that will keep your house.
So when I go to work, they're at least a little cooler than.
Yeah, I figured, I don't know about the rest of you, but I had a really good plan up until that heat wave that, you know, I could, because I don't like to be uncomfortable. And so I had a really good plan to stay comfortable. And I had, you know, a little portable air conditioner in my front room. But the windows are different and don't, in this particular house that I have. And so you can't have the easy stick in the window air conditioners that I was used to having, but the one in one side of the house was fine for regular weather, not designed for over 100 degrees. And that was really challenging.
There was an energy attached to that.
Well,
and it was not a positive energy. It was kicking our butts about getting rid of some negative stuff. And
make sense. So it was even worse than it would have been if it had just been that hot.
Was
other energy complicated.
There was other energy.
Well, you know, that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. But nonetheless, okay, my system didn't work for that kind of heat. So I've been thinking, I got to have a better system for next year. Because I don't think this is a one-time thing.
It's not
over. So. But I haven't come up with a better system yet. But so, Stacy, you have come up. What you've got going now, if we were to go over that 100-degree territory, you think your house would stay cool now and your dogs would be all right?
That room where the dogs are.
So the dogs would be okay. So you've got
the dogs would be okay. I mean, I'm even contemplating like going a step further and doing my whole house, Stacy. I'm kind of looking into that.
Uh-huh.
I'm with Natasha. I don't think this is going to only be this year.
Well, no. I've had that thought too. Now, I can't imagine that. Well, and it's probably not for me to even say this. I was going to say, I can't imagine that I could afford, like a whole house thing. But of course, I'm realizing as soon as that comes out of my mouth, well, you really don't want to say that if there's any possibility that it might work out.
Right.
Maybe there is a way. Anyway, I haven't yet explored that, so I have no idea but the thought has crossed my mind because, man. That did.
It was pretty powerful.
It was
impactful.
Very powerful and very impactful. I'm still thinking about changing and preparing for next year. As long as we're on the subject, Natasha and Nathan, I don't know if you have a handle for the practical, logical, what does the weather report say? But let's check with the psychic and for the. The rest of this year, for the rest of this summer, okay, going into fall, are we going to have any more? Are we going to have any more of those over 100-degree, that big heat wave, or are we done with that?
No, I think we're
for this year.
Yeah,
for
we're
this
done.
Season.
Now we may get warm again, but I'm getting a sense that it's going to be warm, 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 and then it's going to drop off. We're not going to have our.
How soon is it going to drop?
No,
when's that drop off?
I don't feel like we're going to get this Indian summer that we do sometimes.
Ah, okay. So it's going to be warm until it drops off, and that'll be it.
And then this year, the weather's Mother Earth is. You know what I'm getting a sense of is Mother Earth's in her menopause.
Oh,
and
joy.
She's, she's just all over the place.
On anyone, actually, especially not Mother Earth. So,
So if you can put that in perspective, in a metaphorical sense, that, it's going to be a little wonky.
If you're in a girl suit, you can.
Yeah. It's going to be a little wonky. It's not going to be an everyday thing. We're dealing with what would happen normally in our Earth. The natural ebb and wave of heat and cold, and then we're dealing with humanity that's not respecting Mother Earth.
Yeah,
so
there we go.
Yep, exactly.
Now, did I see a hand wave with you, Nathan? Did you have something to contribute on the weather?
Oh, when you're saying practical and logical, I was still thinking about the air conditioners, and I was just jokingly thinking to myself the easy, practical, logical way to fix that, I don't mean to sound like an AC salesman, but it would just be buy more air conditioning for your house.
Well, yeah, yeah. The problem is, see, with the structure of my windows, there's not really something that would fit in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. Well, so that's the challenge.
But back to the temperatures.
Yeah,
I think it's just probably the last time we'll be above 90 degrees mm-hmm. this year.
Really? Thank goodness. Mm-hmm. That I love that. That okay. I'm good with that mm-hmm. because that's the one thing that big heat wave did for me is that somehow I adjusted enough that I don't react to as low a high temperature as I did before. I'm able to tolerate higher temperatures mm-hmm. than I was. Like it used to be, it got to 80, I was wilted. But now, 85 up the higher, it's like, oh, I can do this. Mm-hmm. This is not so bad.
I can do that outside, but when I'm in the house and it's 85,
that's the problem.
I'm done with that. I'm looking into stuff.
Well, and that it's different when you're having to deal with it outside
stifled.
And it's different inside. And I would absolutely agree with you.
And you can't cool it. Usually in the evening, you would open your window and would cool it down. Well, it doesn't do. Seems like it doesn't.
That's
that doesn't happen
anymore.
That's been
the only saving grace at my place is that it has been cooling off at night. Mm-hmm. And I'm a night person, so I stay up late enough that I could wait for the temperature to drop outside and then open the windows and get the fan going across, blowing, in and out. And that worked quite well. But the last couple days, that all went to you know where because with the smoke, I couldn't open the windows. To
right, yeah see, that's another
right, so
layer
it's
there.
Like, Now, okay, so, well, as long as we're on the subject, Alice, let's talk about the whole smoky thing. And, because that's the other downside to what's going on is with the warmer, drier weather, everything is dry. Mm-hmm. And, now we're burning the place up. So we got a lot of fires going on, especially on the West Coast, up and mm-hmm. down and around, but in our own state here. What do you see, Natasha, happening weather-wise and with the fires and the smoke and all of that? Is this ongoing for quite a while this season?
The cooler temperatures are going to help. There's more marine air, at least here on the west side. But I think that it's going to be, waning a little bit more. But my love goes to everyone going through that, when they're in the thick of the smoke, can you imagine the people who have fires right next door and dealing with that smoke? When I look outside, I'm like going, I have it easy.
Well,
I'm for
wondering,
perspective.
Oh, absolutely. Totally. Now, I'm wondering, you were down in California. Mm-hmm. Were you anywhere around
no.
the fires down
mm-hmm.
there? Because what particularly coming to mind is what they're calling now that Dixie Fire,
mm-hmm.
which is supposed to be, the biggest one on the planet ever, pretty much.
Yes.
And that is just like burning all kinds of stuff.
It's so sad, and the valleys down there,
yeah.
Now, and the windstorms.
Do you see them making any progress with the Dixie Fire? Or
it's going to be a while.
Really,
It's going to be a while. It's very dry down there. It's very dry down there.
Well, now, okay, so I know enough, and I'm always harping on the fact that thought directs energy and how powerful we are.
We got a lot of anger on this planet.
And all that sort of,
fire's about anger.
Okay, that's a whole nother ball game in terms of what the mass consciousness is doing that's helping create all this mm-hmm. weather stuff. Well, that's a whole nother subject.
Yes.
But what I was going to ask you was knowing, how powerful we are with our minds. I know that if we just all go, oh, God, poor California, and we worry about them and the people and all the negativity mm-hmm. of all of this, I know enough to know that that isn't a wise thing to do because that way we give it energy and we help it and we make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you advise us all? What's the best thing for us since what can we do that's beneficial and what should we avoid that's going to make it worse?
The way that I put out my mind's thoughts is I'm asking for balance of fire to come back into reality. And when I'm picturing that, I'm picturing a candle so that fire has its respect in a fireplace, has its respect. And so then I bring it, I ask fire to come back into its balance again so that it can work well with fire, with air, with water, with earth, you know, that we have all the elements working in balance. And that's the way that I negotiate. So like these hurricanes coming, I ask for the wind. I ask for the rain to come into balance so that it's a nice spring shower, you know, that it's, okay. You know, so it's not necessarily stopping it. It's interacting with it in more of a balance.
Okay.
Because balance isn't always in the middle. So I'm asking it to, so I'm showing it, you know, like communicating with a dog. You know, it's like, or a cat, you know, you just kind of bring it into where you would like it to be right. So it's respectful. Yeah.
And then I would add to that, too, think about instead of thinking about the horrible, that the fires are getting worse and they're burning mm-hmm. and all of that, you can instead focus on the fires being controlled and going out and being, you know, put out. Mm-hmm. So you can shift kind of where what you're thinking about that can influence mm-hmm. the energy as well.
Yes, definitely.
Okie dokie. Well, look at that. We've kind of chatted our way up to where it's time to take care of advertisers here. And again, we haven't even officially started the show yet. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're on track. So we will take care of advertisers. Then we'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations and stuff and get on with our discussion. And of course, we'll have open phone lines today because Natasha is here. So technically, again, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, or personal awareness coaching with Natasha. And phone lines will be open. And if you've got something to talk about, and if you want to get in early, you can call now, and then that'll just speed us up to get to the phones. 425-373-5527, and toll free is 1-888-298-5569. We'll take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and officially start the show. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, gosh, we heard from our wonderful Nels Rasmussen at his spiritualpetconnection.com. That's the new website address, spiritualpetconnection.com. And, of course, he's still got his Rasmussen Reset do-it-yourself program available, and he's still got it at the really cheap price. But he warned us last week, He's working with a marketing company. And you know what that means? They tell you to raise your prices. So you better get on that. If you haven't gotten the do-it-yourself at-home program, you want to take advantage of it right away. That reminds me, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we talked about your Abby, your border collie, because poor Abby kind of got in trouble. She got picked up kennel cough somewhere.
She did.
And we were powwowing about that. But then she got beat up by another dog.
Yeah, she was attacked and wounded under, I think it was her, like, kind of front left would be the armpit between the chest and her shoulder.
Yeah, and so being as that Nels and Linda were in the studio last week, we had Nels tune into Abby, and sure enough, she needed some work to stabilize because we were a little concerned that, you know, being attacked that way, that's when a dog's nervous system can get stuck in fight flight, mm-hmm. and therefore then they overreact or can't react normally or appropriately when they're confronted with a similar situation.
Yes.
So we're a little concerned about how Abby would do when she was around other dogs again or went back to the dog park. So Nels rebalanced her last week on the air. And how did Abby do this week?
Oh, it was excellent. We took her to the dog park yesterday, and boy, she missed the dog park. You could tell because at home we were mentioning, I was like, time to go to the dog park. Immediately she starts getting the zoomies and running around the house. Oh, boy, dog park.
Because you hadn't taken her because, A, she had an injury that she had to get over from from being attacked.
Right.
But so she was healthy enough to go back, and so she went to the dog park, had a great time, and no issues with dogs and all of that?
Yeah, just fine with all the other dogs and our neighbor dog, too. We had her see our neighbor dog, this is a different one, but her best friend, and they got along just well and playing around in the backyard just fine. And so that's a really good lead-in, I think, to the dog park, of course, with Nell's help, too. And
Yeah, and that's and
just
see,
normal.
Part,
like
part
nothing ever
of,
happened.
You know, with Nell, when you get, you know, a reset and a rebalancing like Nels did for Abby, you often don't know what you avoided.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know how she would have behaved if she hadn't had that work with Nels. But knowing how this works the way I do, it's very likely she wouldn't have done as well as she has. And so following up with just, you know, hearing Nell's ad and spiritualpetconnection.com. That's how you get the at-home program because you don't need Nell's to do the reset if you have the do-it-yourself mm-hmm. program. But Nathan's story about Abby is important to understand because it lets you know that when your dog does have a trauma like that, it's really a good idea to get them reset this way so that it doesn't interfere and have long-term effects. But so it's just another reason to get that at-home program. I mean, you can always pay Nels to do it, but it costs a lot less if you learn to do it yourself. And, of course, you can do it a lot more often yourself. So anyway, if you are interested, go to spiritualpetconnection.com, click on the contact link, fill out the little form, and say, hey, you know, I'm interested in the at-home program. Because he always does a free telephone evaluation, so he'll, you know, can talk to you about that.
And to add another aspect on that is that if you change one element in your home, you change the rest of the home. So working on your dog, releasing that angst, the energy, you know, that fear and flight, you do that for the whole family. Because if you change one, you change all. And it's sometimes it's not it's not like a you jump into one room or not, you know, it's not like jumping into it. Like jumping into a pool, but yet it is that ease and grace of the energy shifting.
It's reminding me of something that Nels said, and I don't know if it was last week or the month before, Nathan. You might remember, but do you remember when he told us? We were in the studio and working on, and he we were talking, I think, about the do it yourself program. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the statement he came out was is when you give a healing. You receive a healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you remember when he was saying that? So that's kind of what you're talking about there, isn't it? That this is a reciprocal thing.
It is.
And, you know, when you restore the balance there in your animal friends, that helps restore the balance
of the home.
Yeah, yeah. Because remember, they're kind of the dumping ground, you know, the normal flow of it from human to animal, okay, from adult to kid, okay. Mm-hmm. So when you balance them, you're helping let go of all the stuff they've been processing for you guys. So it definitely is going to make a difference.
It does. It really, yeah. truly does.
All right. So, and then, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. So if you are interested, we've got great deals, and all you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just give me a call, 360-217-7258. We'd love to have you be part of our Animal World family. So we better officially start the show. We haven't done that. And if you haven't been here for me starting the show, what we do is I always start with a couple of prayers to honor the saint that's been guiding my work with the animal for so many years, and that, of course, would be Saint Francis, and because it's Sunday, and we can. I always start with a shorter little prayer here for our animal friends, and then a longer one for us human animals. So here we go, and of course, this part of the show is voluntary, and you can do all these prayers and affirmations along with me, or you can not. It's completely up to you. Here we go. This is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, and now for us human animals, it is the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, got a bunch of affirmations here that we do to get us energized up for the day and the week. Many of these affirmations have come from our members of Animal World families here on the air. And this first one is an affirmation that we do for ourselves as individuals. And then we've got some that we do for ourselves as an Animal World collective family here. So this one is we're doing for ourselves. I repeat them each three times, and you can do it out loud along with me, silently along with me, or not at all. And of course, you can use them during the week as I do, which I know many of you do because I hear about it. All right, here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two, and this one we do for all of ourselves together. Okay, and I find this one particularly powerful. Three times, here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty, and now we've got a third one here that it actually we're doing it for ourselves as individual, but also as a collective for our health and well-being and being able to go out in the world in a balanced, healthy state rather than the opposite of that. All right.
Which we need right now.
Three times on this one. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty, and then to complete this group of affirmations, what you do is cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Alrighty, and then I have one affirmation here to complete our little getting started ritual here. And this is from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. It is their Warriors of Light affirmation that, you know, hundreds of people around the world are doing this. And of course, there's power in numbers, and thought directs energy. So this is, of course, sending the love, like the love train, all over the world. So raising the vibration of all. Here we go three times on this one. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, salmon, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty then, we are all spiritualized and energized up for the day and the week. More of that to come at 10 and 11 when we get on the love train. Mm-hmm. Then we throw our exercise in it too. And okay, I already feel better. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how your prayers and affirmations shift the energy. And
they do.
Okay, so I just want to stay right in this end. Let's just. Yeah. All righty. So where were we? Gosh, I guess we have a show to do. Okay. So, all right. I'm going to get back to my list here because seems to me I have some taking advantage of Natasha questions while she's here going on here when we go through our regular list of stuff.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, well, the first one you don't need to chime in on. That's just for Stacy and me. No animal TV on right now.
No animal TV.
It's American Zoo shows, and I can't do those. I just can't. I can do the Australian Zoo shows. The crikey, it's the Irwins. The energy's completely different. The different kind in the zoos, but I can't do them. So, and I think Stacy, you're the same way.
I don't see anything on there.
So we were instead of watching animal TV on Saturday evenings, we were watching the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. But they're done.
They're done now.
They're done.
So they're, you know, so gosh, what happened? Well, I guess
I watch the Food Channel now.
Did you? Let's see. I think I cruised through. I think there was a Shark Tank on, maybe. Because there was something. There was a good product last week. I remember I told you guys about it. I don't remember.
Fling Stick.
Oh, that Fling Stick. Yeah. Did anybody go play Fling Golf this week?
No. I still need to, since it's a startup, it's got to really find a place to be able to do that.
A golf course that will let you do it.
Yeah.
But you checked it out, Nathan. You thought it looked like a pretty good deal.
It did. Looks like a fun group activity to do with your friends one day.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, there was nothing else good on Shark Tank.
It was an animal TV, but I meant to send it to you Saturdays ago because I was in San Diego. And we went to La Jolla. And they get the sea lions over there, like right in the cove. And people were telling me, yes, just go see the sea lions. And I thought maybe they come.
So these are
lions. There's tons of them. And they're playing in the water. They come up on the beach. And there's these signs, you know, you're not supposed to go over there. But it was amazing to just, you're watching from this bluff, you know. I meant to send you the video. But it was amazing to watch that. Yeah. And it was really cool.
This is down, that was down in what area of California?
San Diego, La Jolla. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now when I think of sea lions, of course, you know, we get sea lions up here. And of course, we've had to deal with issues with sea lions because we don't like them eating the salmon.
Yeah, no.
Now, are there issues with them down there?
No,
or
I think
just
they're out in the ocean. It's the Pacific Ocean, so they're just like
Here are also in the ocean or in the sound.
They just know the channel of fish.
They're just eating fish. But those sea lions down in San Diego, they got to eat too.
But apparently it's more diversified.
They're not causing an issue.
Yeah,
so they can just be kind of honored and enjoyed.
Hop up on the rocks there.
So you're talking about like hundreds of them?
There was at least 50, 75.
Okay, so a lot.
And then other ones are like playing in the water. It's like very cute. You just see them jumping and play. Yeah.
It was very amazing.
Well, thanks
for not sending me the
video. I was like in the middle. I'll send it to you.
Okay. All right. And let's see. I think we have probably done what we can do about the heat and the smoke. We've talked about all of that. I just had a follow. The one thing I want to remind you all, which I've been saying every week, is remember to that your personal animal friends, if they spend time outside, that they have water available. And I know I adjusted my schedule somewhat, and I didn't let Robbie spend as much time outside this week as he normally would. Which leads me to, we think about the smoke in the air, how that affects us humans and our lungs. I have to say also that I don't know, I did not consciously smell any smoke. You know, sometimes you can smell the smoke, so you know it's in the air. But at least this time for me, I didn't really smell any smoke.
My husband's eyes were burning.
I wasn't consciously aware that it was actually smoke. But I'm wondering how detrimental the smoky air and stuff, how detrimental is that to our animal friends? And of course, we've got the wildlife, but then we also have our domestic animals. Should people really be paying attention to their domestic animals, like, you know, me and Robbie? I didn't let him spend as much time outside. Is that important? Are they as affected as humans would be by the smoke?
Well, in my intuitive sense, that I understand that their breathing system is different. You know, they have a different, you know, way it goes through their noses and that kind of stuff. But at the same time, they're human. You know, they're very human. I kept my dog in a little bit more often.
You did also, too.
And partly because it was warm, too. So it was kind of a dual thing that she, you know, I noticed that she wasn't as, like, when she wanted to go outside and run, you know, when she got out there, she was like, I don't really want to do this now. You know, so she was telling me that she wasn't into being outside as well. So it
worked
out.
See, and that's interesting. There you go with the individual nature of the beast. And
yes. So
Natasha's dog probably a little wiser and knew when she shouldn't be out there. Robbie, on the other hand, my wonderful Golden, it's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You want to frizz? Let's frizz. You want to go? I'm ready. And even though I would make him stay inside with me, I mean, you know, he's like, after a while, he's saying like, Mom, can I go back out? Let's go out. And he would just, the heat, the smoke, it doesn't seem to bother him.
So then that's where I would trust the animal. Now, if it was really, really bad out, then I'd have to make the executive choice of being a tough love mom.
Right.
But at the same time, though, you know, when it was really thick, I would still let my dog run because she needed to. We would just come back in and have cleaner air, you know, type of thing.
Well, and that's kind of what I did with Robbie. I decided that since he didn't seem to be bothered by any of it, you know, to let him spend some time out there. I just didn't let him spend his normal amount of time and as much as he wanted to. And I'd bring him in for as long as he could tolerate it and then, you know, out, you know, again. But that seemed to work pretty well. So you say it's okay to kind of trust the animal and what they're comfortable with.
Well, and I would think, too, like with you being that you have a lot of trees around you.
Yes.
You're having a natural air filter system.
Right, right.
And so with that there's a little bit, even though the smoke is in the air, you have the trees going on, you know, hyperdrive being the natural air.
It's almost like I have a circle of them around, you know, my little, and it does, it
so
is
So that's
different.
What I was being told, that, you know, you have those trees and that's a natural air system. So somebody who's living in a city might want to be more respectful.
I was about to say that I was on Friday night, I could actually smell the smoke.
Could you?
You actually could
smell it in the air.
Yes,
okay.
It was pretty thick where we were. Because
this is the first. But see, maybe I couldn't smell it at my house because of my buffer of the trees, mm-hmm. and I just
as
don't
well.
Have as much in my little circle around. So I'm very grateful for that. But so your nose picked it up.
Oh yeah, it smelled very burnt. Outside.
Yeah, okay. we were getting it too.
So that's kind of a confirmation for me that it doesn't come in through the trees so much.
And you might be in the right way that because you know you live in Monroe. There's the hills that you know funnel the air, mm-hmm. and if you're in the right side of that road, you know where the air filters a little differently. It's just amazing how nature kind of does its little thing.
And those trees, like you said, just naturally make fresh air, changing the CO2 to fresh mm-hmm. oxygen, and the moisture on the leaves and stuff like that would help to kind of lock in the smoke particles.
Yes.
And
trees
them.
Are amazing. They're just amazing filters. Mm-hmm. I'm in awe of them, actually.
I love my trees.
Mm-hmm.
And but even my trees have been stressed.
Yes.
This year, and I have a drip line on my Primadalis because they're so sensitive that you know they can dry out and die. But you know I've got you know 100, 150 foot cedars and hemlocks mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff, cottonwood, and but even the cedars and the hemlocks have been somewhat stressed. And you know, we've been on water restrictions, you know, like they'd like you to water only on your mm-hmm. days, and it's attached to the number of your address sort of thing. But even if you can water, I mean, how do you water trees of that size? You can't water the whole forest.
No.
And you can't water, and I kind of, one day I actually, the one of the hemlocks that I'm most connected with, I call Hemi. And I actually tried to water Hemi a few times. You know, I'm watering around the base, and then I was imagining Hemi being able to spread it out to all the other trees, and that maybe mm-hmm. that energy could be shared and stuff. But that was my own creative way. But you just can't water everybody, and you can see that they are stressed.
So. Now, knowing though that. As a Western Washington, we're at a very high water table in our land.
Right.
We have a lot of rivers underneath our land. Mm. And so a lot of the trees know how to tap into them.
Uh-huh.
Now, you being on the mountainside, but you still have underwater rivers that are, because I know for us, we're on a well, and our water, we're only at like 30 feet for our water. So our water table is really high in the Skagit Valley. And and I can tell that around here because I could tell the difference between me picking up energies of the land that where the water table is a little bit higher and a little bit lower. And
I was just hearing from my trees. And I have this incredible grandfather, cedar. And what I was hearing from my trees with the cedars are saying, we're better at that than Hemi is. and what I'm hearing from the cedars is that they have one big taproot.
Yes.
And that they're better at going down for that water mm-hmm. than Natasha. Now, how about that? My trees are eavesdropping. But they're saying that we're better at doing what Natasha's saying. But mm-hmm. he's saying that's why Hemi looks more stressed
mm-hmm.
than the cedars, because apparently what I'm hearing from them is the Hemis don't have the same taproot system mm-hmm. that the cedars do. Does that make
yes.
sense, Natasha?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I guess to make sense, we better listen to Nathan, because before we run out of time, we need to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. And then I've got one more thing on my list here generally we need to talk about. And then, of course, hopefully we'll phones will be ringing.
And I've got some things I can talk
about. Well,
Natasha's
got stuff to talk about, too. But we have to talk about the birds.
Yes.
And if any of you has anybody done their Merlin bird ID? I've been having fun. Anyway, we're going to talk to about the birds and Natasha about the birds straight ahead. So stay right where you are.
I had a magical dance with my hawk totem.
Ah, cool. All right. So anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. And bird subject up next, and then your phone calls. So Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
K Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp. That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down, actually, the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones. On this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha Venter is here, and we are going to be going to your phone calls, hopefully, so get ready to pick up your phones, give us a call, because that's what we're going to do for the rest of the show after we get done talking about the birds. So if you would like to talk to me or Natasha or both of us, give us a call at 425-373-5527 or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. And then, of course, we heard from our wonderful sponsors, NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter R-O Supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And I'm sure that the NuPro supplement helped Abby get through all of her stuff this week and kept her skin and hair coat healthy through it all and her appetite up because she loves it and it makes her eat better. So check it out, NuPro, N-U-P, as in Peter R-O.
My dog has done amazing.
Oh, so you've got your dog on it too.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's an amazing product, isn't it?
She had a little cyst on her neck that I was going to have it taken off. It was, you know, those little ball cysts that come up underneath, and it disappeared.
You know, sometimes
that
happens.
And she said that on her, when Kevin had her on, she said that there's those things, because she was starting to get a little bit lumpy and
it can balance the omega 3, 6, and 9 oils. And when you get that balance, a lot of times. That stuff. Now, we saw the same thing happen. And I don't know, you old timers that have been with me forever, remember all the years we advertised Missing Link? There's also was a supplement like that. Now, unfortunately, Dr. Bob, you know, the creator, you know, he died and the company got sold eventually. But it was a fabulous product, too. But that was one of the side effects, that the lipomas and sometimes the cysts would just go away. But I find the same thing with NuPro, because it's also such a fabulous supplement. So that's really a good endorsement that, that you've tried it and it, and the cysts did, in fact, go away.
It did. It did. And she just enjoys the flavor of it. You know, it's just a powder with a little bit of water. And she actually likes to wait now and have the food get a little bit more softer, so because she enjoys that whole thick flavor. So
all right well, that's great. So check it out, newprosupplements.com, n-u-p as in Peter, r-o, newprosupplements.com. And then remember, we are holding the space for Jude Potten, and she's actually back working 2 days a week now, Wednesdays and Fridays, so you can go into the Whispering Dragon Center for an in-person session, or she can still is still doing remote sessions. Check it out at whispering-dragon.com, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And then, of course, me, I'm still an animal behavior therapist and trainer, working with people privately in their homes, and I specialize at coming in and getting out of control dogs, out of control really fast, or back into control really fast. And I always do free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has got problems with their animals, give me a call. I'll talk to you for free on the phone. And if I'm not the best one to help you, I probably know who is. Otherwise, I'll let you know how I work and what's involved, and we can get something set up if you need some help. And you can shoot me an email, Martha, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Or you can tell anybody, just give me a call, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty, before we close out this first hour, I've been telling you about my wonderful new toy on my phone. It's a phone app that's free, and hopefully you all have gotten it, but it's by the Cornell Lab, the ones that do the backyard bird count and all that great stuff. Well, they are doing some amazing work with birds, and they've got this free app called the Merlin Bird ID. Go to your app store and just search Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N, Merlin Bird ID, and it's free. And it is the most phenomenal app to play with, because you can take a picture of a bird and get identification. But the really cool part is that they have sound ID. So if you haven't heard about them, Natasha, you can you hit the sound and you just get as close to the sound of the bird as you can. And then pictures pop up with what bird it is and, you know, and their calls and all of that. So now, the what I was going to talk to you about, too, I normally have tons of birds. But I get this bird app, and I'm real excited to go out and get all the birds, and darn, the birds are gone. And for, you know, all this time, there's not a bird to be had. And now with, you know, it rains a little bit or gets a little cooler, then there's a few in and all that. So even with the very few birds that I that are there, I have 13 in my collection so far. Now, Nathan, you got the Merlin ID. Have you been using your Merlin ID?
I just got my first bird this week.
So what did you get?
Looks like it was called a warbling vireo or vireo. I don't know how to pronounce
that. I don't even know what that is.
V-I-R-E-O.
Huh.
It's like a sort of looks like a little chickadee type thing, but you can see it right here. There's the bird. Kind of a smaller one.
Yeah,
but
well, I could have one of those. And I don't have one of those on my app, but it looks familiar because well, I've got Raven. I got a Western Wood Peewee. How about that? They're really cute. Cedar Waxwing, Robin, Golden Crowned Kinglet, Brown Creeper. I got a lot of those, and I don't really hardly see them. And I've got Black Cat Chickadees and Chestnut Back Chickadees, Crow, Swainson's Thrush, Spotted Rufous-Sided Towhee, Anna's Hummingbird, and Dark-Eyed Juncos. So those are all the ones that I've collected so far.
And when I heard the call of this warbling, I didn't think it was going to be a little tiny bird like that. In fact, a lot of the calls, because it gives you a whole list of calls, I thought maybe I got the wrong bird for a minute when I identified
it.
Well, I can show you what the call is right here. It's kind of like this.
Oh, yeah.
So I was hearing that it wasn't as frequent as that, but it was mm-hmm. definitely the same sound. And most of the other calls and songs that it gives in the app for that are your typical, you know, birds, higher pitched types mm-hmm. singing. Wow.
All right. Well, and look at that. We are out of time. We'll have to finish up with Natasha and Birds on the other side because it's time for dancing and exercise part of the show. How fun is that? It is time for us all to get on the love train and spread our love all over the place. And this part of the show is mandatory. You don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. However, you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up on your feet and dance with us, and we'll be cruising through to pick you up on the love train. And we'll get us all energized up for the day and the week. And I energize the love train up to make it even more powerful by using our yogi energization prayer. So we'll do that now. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. Our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever. Om peace, amen, shanti, 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 via the love train. Stay tuned, it's on the way. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.